This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
I'd like to welcome everybody this morning and greet our internet listeners. Reminder that your cell phones are off or on vibrate, which I'm going to check mine. I will ask the secretary to call the roll.
Representative Bartling.
Here.
Chase.
Here.
Glanzer.
Here.
Gosh.
Here. Everybody wait.
Jensen.
Here.
One.
Lesmeister excused. Livermont.
Here.
Marty.
Here.
Pischke excused. Roden.
Here.
Schaefer.
Here.
Bruner.
Here.
Otten.
Here.
We have a quorum. 12 is one excused.
We do have a quorum. Need a motion to approve the minutes.
So moved.
Second.
I have a first from Bruner, a second from Representative Bruner, a second from Representative Bartling. Any discussion? Not. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
So moved. I'd like to remind all of our testifiers to sign in. Lobbyists were in your badges. If there's any handouts today, make sure that they go through the pages. And at this time, I'll have the pages come up to the mic and introduce themselves and say a little bit about themselves.
Have at her.
I'm Emily Foyles. I'm from Raymond. That's about 50 minutes west of Watertown. A little bit about myself. I'm active in 4-H on both Youth Council and Shooting Sports. And it's kind of like our busy season with Shooting Sports right now. And so I help coach a boy with Down syndrome and BB gun.
I am Andrew Myros, and I guess I am also on 4-H and on Youth Council with Emily. And my plans, I'm still a junior in high school, but I guess my current plans are to go to SDSU for mechanical engineering.
Very good. All right, well, we're going to get into our bill hearings. Our first one up is House Bill 1106, an act to authorize hunting preference points to be granted to persons age 10 years or older. We will start with proponent testimony. Good morning, Representative.
Good morning, Mr. Chair. David Johnson, Representative District 33. Well, this is House Bill 1106. It's what I call Sean's bill. That, as you notice, the prime sponsor in the House is Representative Sean McPherson. And for reasons that we all know about, Sean is not able to do this himself, and so I've been given the honor to represent Sean's bill. I did text him this morning and let him know that this was coming up, and his response was, awesome, thank you for running with this, sorry that I am of no help. Amazing. So, in a nutshell, what this does is brings the, just like it describes, it brings the ability for a hunter to begin gaining preference points from the age of 12 down to the age of 10. For the details, I'll have to rely on the experts that are in the room here from Game Fish and Parks on the preference point system. Also point out that the constituent that brought this bill forward is in the room also, and I'm sure Mr. Barnes will be available for questions too. That's all I have, and I'll be standing around to learn a little bit as you guys do. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other proponent testimony?
Good morning.
Come up, please state your name and make sure the mic's hit the button on the mic there, please. There you go. Thanks.
Sorry about that.
Nope, that's fine.
My name is Brian Barnes. I live in Rapid City, South Dakota, and thanks for letting me be here. I started this process about 4 years ago trying to figure out how we could try to encourage more kids to get into hunting and enjoy the great sport that I love. it took me about 4 years to figure out that we actually have to just change the verbiage on the state law. The GFMP, I've spoke with many of the representatives, and they're in favor of allowing 10-year-old kids to start accumulating preference points, but able for them to do that, we have to just change the verbiage from 12 down to 10. Currently, in a lot of our draw systems, especially for big game in South Dakota, you have to have a minimum of 1 to 2 years preference points to hunt either a buck, deer, or antelope buck. And what I'm finding is that a lot of parents and a lot of children get very frustrated because when they hit age 12, it really doesn't mean anything. It means they just get to earn the opportunity to start sending for preference points like everybody else does. And so with the hopes of this bill getting changed, the GFMP will go ahead and amend their current rules to be able to allow 10-year-olds and 11-year-olds to accumulate 1 or 2 years preference points. So when they do turn 12, that they'll hopefully win one of those lottery tags for a buck, deer, or antelope and be able to go out and pursue those big game animals. So pretty simple. All we're trying to do is encourage more kids to get into the sport, enjoy the sport. Big hopes that when they do turn 12, that we're not going to turn them away from wanting to hunt ever again because of the fact that they get bored with the current process. So that's about all there is to it. I'm sure if you guys have any questions for me or...
We'll finish taking some testimony, and then we'll get into questions.
Sure.
In just a bit. Thank you. Do we have any other proponent testimony? Any other proponent testimony on House Bill 1106? Seeing none, we will move into opponent testimony. Do we have any opponent testimony? Seeing none, we don't have reason for rebuttal, so we will move into committee questions. Do I have any questions from the committee? Seeing none, we will... Representative Bartling.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just for my own information, in the youth hunting, is anyone in and maybe GFMP will answer this, are any youth ever denied a license to do their youth hunting?
Mr. Chair, Scott Simpson, South Dakota Game, Fish, and Parks. Representative Bartling, are you speaking specifically about big game licenses, I assume?
Mr. Chairman, yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, the short answer is yes. Youth, and right now, a youth that is 12 years old can apply for a deer license, an elk license, an antelope license, and... if they're not successful in the drawing, they would be denied one of those big game tags.
Then upon that denial, do they gain a preference point upon that denial?
Mr. Chair, Representative Bartling, yes. They would have the opportunity to choose to purchase a preference point, which is our current system for all preference points.
Representative Livermont.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So the way I understand it is,
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I'm hiding over here. The way I understand it, as a 10-year-old, you're basically going to be you're going to be buying preference points. So you'll buy a preference point when you're 10, again when you're 11, and then when you're 12, then you can apply for the license.
Mr. Chair, Representative Livermont, that'd be correct. I think in most cases, depending on when the birthday fell, you would be applying in that, let's say, East River or West River deer seasons. You would be applying with 2 years of preference at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Thank you.
Further questions from the committee? Seeing none. I will close the public testimony portion and move into committee discussion and or action.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Gosch.
I'd like to move to pass.
All right, I have a due pass with the first from Representative Gosch, a second from Representative Marty. Any discussion on that motion?
I think it's a good bill. It brings everything back in line with everything else. So I don't know if there's any more discussion needed. Thank you.
Any further discussion from the committee? All right. Representative Jensen.
I will probably support this, but I'm, I mean, I've visited with game fishing parks before. To hunt my own land out in the hills took me 10 years to draw a tag. And some of us are not 10-year-olds anymore. And when you're 60 years old and it takes you 10 years to get a tag, and you may not even live to get a tag, it's a little frustrating to see 10-year-olds who have their whole life ahead of them to get tags like everybody else. So I'm on the fence. I'll let you know when the roll call comes.
Okay, further discussion? If not, all right, we have a do-pass motion with the first from Representative Gosch, a second from Representative Marty. The Secretary, call the vote.
Representative Bartling.
Aye.
Chase.
Aye.
Glanzer.
Aye.
Gosch.
Aye.
Jensen.
No.
Lesmeister excused. Livermont.
No.
Marty.
Aye.
Pischke excused. Roden.
No.
Schaefer.
Yes.
Bruner.
No.
Otten.
Aye. That's 7-4. House Bill 1106 will go to the floor with a due pass motion with a vote of 7-4. All right, we will move on to our next bill, House Bill 1295. An act to revise certain provisions regarding the eligibility to serve on the Game, Fish, and Parks Commission. And at this time, we will take proponent testimony.
Good morning, Mr. Chair. Sam Marty, Representative 28B. This is just a very simple bill that changes two things in our commissioner from 3 to 5 to 4 to 4, and I've had comments on why is it such a discrepancy, and so wanted to address this, and we'll stand by for further comments or questions. And
thank you, Representative. Do we have any other proponent testimony? Do we have any other proponent testimony on House Bill 1295? Seeing none, we will move into opponent testimony.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Hunter Roberts with the Governor's Office. We rise in opposition to this bill for a few simple reasons. When the Game, Fish, and Parks was developed as 5 East River members and 3 West River members, 4 of which are landowners. Historically, it's normally been 2 East River and 2 West River landowners, so that segment is represented fairly. Currently, our East River landowners are Kathy Peterson and Paul Dennert. Our West River Game, Fish, and Parks commissioners are Scott Phillips and Barry Jensen. They do a very good job representing the interest of landowners and the people of South Dakota. The commission was developed to represent the people of South Dakota, not where a few licenses are sold here or there. Looking at the license data, though, I guess look at population base. East River in 2016, almost 70% of our population was East River. Just a touch over 30% were West River. I mean, if you did the commission spots, that'd be 5.6 spots East River and 2.4 spots West River. Also look at license sales. 81.9% of small game licenses are sold East River. 18% sold West River. Fishing licenses, 47% or 67% are sold East River, 32% West River. You look at the recreation side of it, you know, hunting's a big deal. I know my place, I actually, with my dad, farm West River. We always host a opening weekend pheasant hunt and have a lot of people from East and West River out, a few from Minnesota, where my wife's from, a few from Nebraska. And I'll tell you that that's more like more important to my family, I think, than Christmas. It's a big deal. Looking at the way the non-residents and residents combined, 70% of pheasant hunters spend most of their time hunting East River versus West River. Fishing, too, you look at fishing, taking out the Missouri River in the middle that splits the rivers. 66% of resident fishing time is done East River versus 34% West River. So it's, you know, look at the data. Certainly, a lot of our recreation is done East River, actually more than West River. So I think the way the current system is, based on population, is working, and I'd suggest you resist this bill. Thank you.
Do I have any other opponent testimony? Do I have any other opponent testimony on House Bill 1295? Seeing none, I'll offer the sponsor a short rebuttal.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, I got a printout from the Game and Fish, and it was hard to determine where all the licenses were sold, but I roughly came up with about 12,000 more on West Riverside for big game and mostly big game and turkey hunting and such. So I just wanted to bring this to the attention of everyone that we felt I guess some of the people that called me and whatnot, why it was 3-5. And so that's the main reason I brought this bill, to get the discussion and get the facts and figures. So it was hard for me to break this all down because they just lumped it all into East River, West River deal. And it's not an East River, West River argument. It's just a discussion that I felt needed to be brought in. So thank you for your time.
Thank you, Representative. All right, we'll move into committee questions. Do we have any questions from the committee?
I have a question for Hunter Roberts.
Representative Bruner.
Mr. Chair, can you tell me how many years it's been on this balance? 5-3, has it always been this way? What year did it start being 5-3?
Mr. Chair, Representative Bruner, I'm not sure how long it's been 5-3. I guess as long as I remember. I'll look back at Game Fish and Parks to phone a friend to see if they have any.
The one that Representative Roden's been around.
So. Okay. So back when there, everyone was riding horses to school, I guess, is the answer. Just kidding.
Do we have any further questions? Any further questions from the committee? All right, we'll close the public testimony portion of this and move into committee discussion and or action. Do I have any discussion or any action?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Roden.
I'd move 41st day.
Second.
All right, I have a motion to move House Bill 1295 to the 41st day with the first from Representative Roden, second from Representative Jensen. Comments on that motion?
Well, you know, I think Representative Marty stated he wanted to have the conversation. We had the conversation. I think it's obvious that there's no problem been identified and there's nothing that needs to be resolved. When I look at the commissioners we have, Scott Phillips, and I served with Barry, and I think we're extremely well represented, and I've been very pleased with what I've seen, you know, how the commission has dealt with some of the issues. So it's not broke. We shouldn't fix it.
Further discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all right, we have a motion to move House Bill 1295 to the 41st day with the first from Representative Roden, second from Representative Jensen. I'll have the secretary call the vote.
Representative Bartling.
Aye.
Chase.
Aye.
Glanzer.
Aye.
Gosch.
Pass.
Jensen.
Aye.
Livermont, or excuse me, Leismeister excused. Livermont?
No.
Marty?
No.
Pischke excused. Roden?
Aye.
Schaefer?
Aye.
Aye. Bruner?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Pass.
No. When you got.
No, we have to go back to Gosh. No? Sorry.
That's 7-4.
3.
8-3. 8-3. Okay. House Bill 1295 will be sent to the 41st day with an 8-3 vote. Well, that is all we have on the docket today. Is there anything for the good of the committee today? I'd just like to say if Representative McPherson is listening out there today on the Internet, just want to give him a little shout-out and say hi to him, I guess. With that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. I have a first from Representative Roden, second from Representative Bartling. Any discussion on that? Not all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? So moved.